So my name is, once again, my name is Philip Habimbola, and I'll be talking about idea plus action. Idea plus action. And I know a lot of us must have been familiar with the word idea and the word action as well too. And at one point or the other, we'll discover that a lot of us, some things come to our head. Even by the time we maybe 2 years later, we must have said, and something like this came to my head some years back. But I want us to know that the divine, that's the supreme, which is God, gives idea to humans at the same time. So as you are thinking that same thing, another person somewhere is thinking that same thing. So what differentiates, or what would differentiate both of you or the people, is the action they are taking towards that word, that idea that is coming to them. So I have here, the world is full of dreamers. Those who take action to make their dreams a reality are the ones who shape the future. So my introduction is, in the ground, I don't want to talk too much on, because I use a bit of poet or phrases here. So I said, idea and action, separately, they possess significance, but together they form a formidable partnership that shapes destinies and transforms the world. Naturally, idea is a very good thing. Action, we will discover that we have some people that they are action driven. Some people, they have the whole idea that can build a community or build a country. And both of them are very, very good. But when they combine their resources together, they form a formidable what? Formidable partnership that will shape, or that will bring forth a lot of things to light. So, idea. The idea is the spark of creativity, the light that illuminates the darkness of ignorance. It is born from the depths of imagination and fueled by curiosity. We've discovered that a lot of people that have shaped the world with their ideas, their innovation, is often birthed from curiosity. Like a particular problem they are facing at a point in time. I think in one of our training that we used to do at the beginning of the year, I think last year, that a woman that have a coffee store in the UK or US, is it UK or US? Yeah, UK. So she was looking for coffee, but she could not see where to get the coffee. So she became the convener of her own problem. And that thing brought a lot of change in that community. So I have what? Ideas have the power to disrupt the status quo, challenge conventions, and inspire greatness. From the humblest of origins to the loftiest of dreams, ideas are the architect of what? Possibilities. So what is action? Action, on the other hand, is the engine of progress, the force that propels us forward. It is a bridge between thoughts and reality, the tangible manifestation of what? Our aspiration. A lot of us, when we were young, we all want to become a doctor. Fine, it's possible, or it must have been possible, if we have taken steps towards what? Becoming a doctor. Probably life was done on us. We discovered that I may not be able to do well in biology. I may be a nonchalant person that may decide to forget, probably sees us doing a surgery activity. So as action turns dreams into achievement, transform plans into results, and breathe life into the most audacious vision. Without action, ideas remain mere fantasies destined to fade into obscurity. So it shows that if our ideas are not put into use, they will just be mere words. Fantasy, we just want to. A lot of us have built a whole city on our head. But have we actually taken the step towards doing that? So what differentiates that is what? Action. So there's somebody that said it's good to start, but it's always good. It's better to start intelligently. So I think it's Mr. Kunle Shorinyo. So the magic of idea plus action. It is in the union of idea and action that true magic happens. When ideas are coupled with decisive action, they become unstoppable forces of change. History is repeated with examples of individuals and movements that have harnessed the power to reshape the world. So the first one, we have the Wright brothers. We all know the Wright brothers, people that take their idea from mere idea into action when it comes to aircraft that we are benefiting today. And we also have our able Mr. Oluwagbemiga and Joy Adebayo that brings a philosophy to promote wealth and unity through agro-to-home development projects in Africa. We have Mahatma Gandhi, envision a world free from colonial oppression and inequalities. His idea of non-violent resistance inspired millions, but it was his unwavering commitment to peaceful protest and civil disobedience that shook the foundation of an empire and brought about a profound social change. We have their pictures here, and we said people who shape the world through idea and action. So we have a personal transformation. In our own life, the synergy of idea and action can be equally transformative. When pursuing a personal passion, launching a business, or advocating social justice, it is the marriage of creativity and envision and decision that paved the way to success. What this is trying to say is just we not just sitting down, but every idea that is coming our way, we should try and what? Take that step. You know, so there's what we call the idea bank, whereby every idea that is coming our way, we position them there. And we begin to learn, okay, how best we can make each of our idea a reality. And either through research or other means of bringing it to reality. What are the things you need to ensure that this idea comes, stay away from being an idea to bring it to implementing the idea. So we have a embracing relationship. Yet, despite the undeniable power, idea and action are, it's just, in a nutshell, what it's trying to say is that when we, there's power in our idea. And even in the Bible, the Bible talks about, it does not specifically make mention of what ideas, but it made mention of, I want to use something that you cannot quantify now. So the Bible made mention of faith. So we are replacing what? Faith with what? Ideas. That faith without work is what? Is nothing. So idea without work, the work there is what? The action is what? It becomes more what? Fantasies. So we have unlocking potential. It is only when we embrace the symbolic relationship between idea and action that we unlock our full potential and bring our boldest dreams to life. So let us dare to dream, let us dare to act, and let us dare to change the world. So analysis from the United Nations Development Programme suggests that the successful implementation of sustainable developmental goals relies heavily on individuals and organizations taking action on innovative ideas to address pressing social and environmental issues. All of this would not have been successful if there are no organizations taking action through their own innovations or through the solution they are bringing on board. So the research shows that this thing was achievable due to what? Businesses or organizations that have decided to take action. So my closing quote is, in the end, we only regret the chances we did not take. And thank you very much for my training this morning.